Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What I do with my baby.
Yes. Yeah, it's built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Always had some good times, and through it all, you held me down, baby. You've always held it down. Oh yeah.
There were times when I was afraid and wanted you to leave, but you stayed right here by my side. You never let me go. You always stayed around.
I was waiting for the applause. Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Did you say you were waiting for the applause?
Yeah, I was waiting for the applause. Go ahead. You know me. Go ahead,
you
think
darling. You
Introduce us.
Well, you tuned into Reality in Relationships. I'm your host, your co-host, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. And the other voice you hear is my wonderful co-host, Mr. K.L. Belvin.
Oh, you mean you've actually lowered yourself to co-host? Because, you know, a couple weeks ago you were a host of the show. But it's okay. Do you? I'm saying, no problem. But I like being your Robin to your Batman. How you doing, baby?
I'll share the spotlight. I don't mind.
Gotcha, gotcha. This is Reality and Relationships every Thursday night from 8 to 10 with Tiffany Braxton Belvin and her sidekick, KL Belvin. And we want to thank everybody listening for tuning in. This is a relationship show, but we don't just cover relationships in a normal sense. We cover every type of relationships, whether it's work relationships, relationships with your child, relationships at work, hell, even relationships with your bus driver if we decide to talk about it. You know, a little bit of everything. So we are glad that you tuned
in.
I'm sorry?
I said relationships with your pet.
Yeah, well, you know, we cover everything. And so we want to thank everyone that's tuned in listening tonight. And, you know, sorry for the little bump there at the beginning. We were waiting to be queued in. We were just sitting there kind of staring at our phones like, okay, who's going to say something? Yeah. So what's going on, darling? How's been your week?
My week was interesting. Actually, the last time we were here, we were talking about ball gowns and bowling shoes, the fundraising event that Natalie was putting on that we attended on Friday.
Natalie who? Because everyone doesn't know who Natalie is. They don't hang out with Natalie. You got to give her a full minute. Go on. Act professional. Act professional.
I was going to do that, honey. Thank you.
Natalie
Sandy is one of my pageant sisters, and she did a fundraiser on Friday evening at AMF Sheridan Lanes in Mineola, Long Island. Ball gowns and bowling shoes. It was a fundraiser for Special Olympics because she did a polar plunge. Every year she's been doing it, a polar plunge, running out into the ocean, as cold as it is, in support of Special Olympics. And we
Natalie's black, right?
I'm sorry?
Natalie is an African-American, correct?
Yes, Natalie is African-American.
So we got African Americans running out into the ocean now?
Running into the ocean in 30 degree weather. I said,
that's
you go right ahead. You go right ahead. I'll support you at the bowling alley.
I tip my hat to Natalie because I ain't getting in the cold shower to raise no money. I definitely ain't getting no cold ocean. But you know what? Is the ocean really that cold, though, this time of the year?
Of course it is.
It is?
Of course it is.
Is it
30
cold?
Degrees? Are you kidding me? It's 30 degrees outside right now.
So, okay. So the ocean would be colder, or I don't know. Listen, I'm asking a question. You're making it like I'm retarded. I'm asking a question.
Well,
of course it is. I'm like, okay, I'm just, I can't ask.
Listen. You go out and let me know how it feels. You go take a plunge.
I already told you. It ain't happening. Well, you know what? Maybe one day. I can't front. Maybe one day I'll strip down to the skitties and I'll run out there and I probably will look like a polar bear when I come out.
Please. I'll be in cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest. They'll have to cart me off.
Party at the hospital. Just sit that on his heart monitor.
So we actually can't mention the event without talking about your big win.
Oh, I'm sorry? What big win?
You, Mr. Bowling Ball King.
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, brother. Here we go. KL was the bowling king of the night. He had the highest male score of the night. They actually crowned him and gave him a sash. Oh, my goodness.
That's
you have to go talk to
right. Right. Hey, there's the applause. That's what I'm talking about.
You have to check out our Facebook page at Make Your Marriage Cool Again so that you can see the pictures. He is such a ham. So now we both have crowns. But what is
yes.
a king? What is a queen without her king, right, baby?
Well, you know, as the king, I feel it was hard. It was a tough match. I didn't think I could actually pull it off. Lost the first game by a couple of pins, and I said, wait a minute, I'm a real bowler. I cannot lose to a bunch of folks who's bowling with house balls and expect to show up anywhere and bowl professionally. So I was like, I got to put the smack down. So, yes, that's what happened.
It was a fundraiser. And you know what's funny? I actually came in second place on the female side. And that didn't bother me. I didn't need another crown and sash.
All right,
I know
all right,
I'm old well.
Stop,
we're professional bowlers. We do bowl for money.
Hold on a second. Because you made it seem like I was the only one grinding to win. Who did win?
Portia
from the UVA Headhunters, and UVA is the Underground Bowling Association, if anybody wants to check them out. That's actually part of the organization that Tiff and I are a part of. Our squad is called Classic Walkdown, and Portia, one of the other young ladies that joined us, she actually bowls for a team called the Headhunters. Now, we're all sitting there, bowlers who bowl for money, bowlers who bowl in league every week, and we're thinking, now, we can't lose, even at a fundraiser, to bowlers who don't bowl serious.
You know,
now, I'm
going to
tell you how serious it was. We showed up with our own equipment.
Yes, we did.
And when Portia started bowling bad, she actually changed balls. She put one ball away and picked up another ball because she really didn't want to lose. And so she was pinned the queen. And I'm going to tell you right there is that there was no way that real bowlers, or even at a fundraiser, is going to let somebody who doesn't bowl beat them. I know I wasn't.
It's not a matter of letting someone beat us, but it was always fun. It was a fundraiser.
Yes,
and
I won,
it was...
so it was very fun.
Anyway, check out the Making Marriage Cool Again page on Facebook to see the pictures of KL in his crown and sash as the bowling king of the event.
Or you can come by my Facebook page, author KL Belvin, and you will see a wonderful picture of my lovely wife and her crown and the king in his new sash and his new crown. Yes. Thank you.
So how was your week, honey?
My week was pretty good. I mean, like anything else, we had some bumps in the road with the new book that we're trying to put out. We were trying to have it ready for Tuesday, but unfortunately we was unable to do that. So it looks like it's going to be out later this week. Well, the week's pretty much over. It's probably going to be out this weekend, or we had to push it back a week, so maybe early next week. And we talked about it each week, Wordplay too. We'll talk about the book itself later on in the show. My week was okay. I went to a training and learned some very interesting stuff from Dr. Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Assertive People or something like that. Excuse me for not remembering the exact title. But it was an outstanding PD in the sense that I learned some things.
You
that
said PD
also...
like people know what PD means. Would you explain to people who are not in the educational field?
Yes, you're right. Be professional. Professional development, that's what PD stands for. Professional development. And I went to a professional development Monday and Tuesday because teachers have to continue to learn if they're going to be able to deal with today's kids to make sure that they're enhancing their skills every chance that they get. And I know myself, as a 15-year educator, I always want to be abreast of anything that's going to help me do things a little bit better than I can. And so the professional development was actually interesting because when a facilitator is showing you techniques and you know some of those techniques ahead of time, and then they start to show you other skills that enhance those techniques that you already know, you can feel the growth happening as you listen. And I was so excited I had texted it because it wasn't just skills for teaching. They were life skills and skills that I felt would help me when I talk to other people, not just the children that I work with, but other adults that I deal with, whether it's about marriage or anything. And I just felt that anything that's going to make me a little smarter to help someone else is going to enhance everything that I do and that we do. So that was good. And then, of course, I returned back to work to find out that I had some things going on that I had to deal with. And as a dean, there's never a dull day when you're a dean and working with urban kids in Brooklyn. I love them dearly, but they can be very frustrating at times. And so, you know, it was okay. And then, of course, leading up to today, we had ourselves some rocky roads that we had to deal with, I think, just part of the
And we're going to talk about that later on. Maybe talk
about
that.
You asked me how my week was. Can I finish, please? Thank you. But we had some rocky roads, and you know what? The good thing about that is, yes, we are going to talk about it later. And I think in every marriage, folks have to be able to get things out that may seem difficult and find a way to deal with those things that are said. And like you did say, we are going to talk about it later when we do, when we talk about the subjects of tonight. So other than that, my week is fine. And it's still not over. I have to work tomorrow. And then, of course, I have to work on Saturday. Oh, also, last Saturday, we had my brother Christ is one of the poets and a friend of mine who is in Wordplay One, which is one of the first poetry anthologies that we did through our company. He came through to speak to the young men. And he talked about his time being incarcerated. He explained to them about the power of having a father in their lives and how he and him and his father had a very negative relationship and how that affected him and his relationship with his son. There's actually a 1 minute clip. And I didn't want to take too much because I have to be very careful in how many of the kids I get in the video because I don't want to get in any trouble. But if you want to go to YouTube and look up KL the Writer, it's one of my recent video I put on. Or you can go by Christ, Tony Christ is his page on Facebook. You can go by his page and take a look at the video. And it's just about a minute, but he's just explaining why you need to have your father in your life and little things about listening to folks who's telling you what's the right thing to do. So he came through to speak to the young men. Depending on the weather, this Saturday I have Real. That's what I call him. And Distinguished from Untamed Talent coming through on Saturday to speak to the young men this week, and they're excited, and especially when I told them that Real has been in the movie King of Paper Chasing and Distinguished is an up-and-coming talent, poetic talent out there. So we're trying to do some things for the young men. And as a mentor, it's exciting to me to see the young men respond to the men that come in to speak to them. So my week has been pretty good, baby.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, also, you got to let folks know that's listening. The chat room is open now. We now have a chat room, so if anybody wants to get into the chat room, please go to chatzy.com, which is chatzy.com. That's chatzy.com/3862196394-7894. Or what you can do is go to Facebook page, which is GQ College Live, and you can actually see the post is there if you want to get into the chat room. The password for the chat room. Huh?
I said come talk to us.
Exactly. The password to get into the chat room is GQ College Radio, all one word. Come on and talk to us. Come on in and tell us your thoughts as you're listening. Now, I'm going to say this again, so please, if you got a pen, listen. I'm going to say it slowly. Chatzy.com. That's chatzy.com/3862196394-7894. Come on into the chat room. We'd love to hear from you. Post up a question. Let us know what you think about what's going on. So, honey, what are we talking about tonight? Oh, you know what? Before we talk about what we're talking about today, what's going on in the news?
In the news, you know, I always start with New York because that's where we are. And I started, unfortunately, with a sad story about a New York family who was killed by a hit-and-run driver.
Oh, and man.
The way the story goes, the couple, they were actually having, they're pregnant with their first child. They got married last year. And the couple was on the way to the hospital because the wife wasn't feeling well. Her name was Rosie Glauber. It was not been Rosie Glauber in Brooklyn. They were in a cab, and a driver ran into the cab. And what I was reading, he hit the car so hard at 60 miles per hour that the wife was ejected from the cab and thrown under a truck across the street.
Oh, my.
And also, the engine of the cab was knocked out of the front of the cab into the back seat. So imagine it hit it so hard to knock the engine out of the front of the car into the back seat. And he jumped off the car, he ran. He was on the run for almost a week. And he contacted the police a few days in, and he said he was going to turn himself in. He didn't turn himself in. And then finally, through the discussion with a friend and basically talking back and forth with the police, he turned himself in. He was hiding in Pennsylvania. And the story he's giving that caused the accident is he was racing off from another scene where someone had pulled a gun on him. And, of course, you know, in discussion with different people and discussions I see online, that no one is buying his story because he has a 27-year rap sheet, including...
Wait, excuse me, you said a 27-year rap sheet?
Yes, 27-year rap sheet, including manslaughter, DWI, armed robbery, the list goes on and on and on. So he says that he's very apologetic that the family was killed because, actually, the mother was rushed to the hospital and they delivered the baby by C-section. And the baby only lived a day. It was born at about 4 pounds and it lived a day and it died also. The husband died, the wife died. So, unfortunately, he says that he's very apologetic that the family was killed, that he didn't want to leave the scene, but he was being chased by someone that pulled the gun out on him. So,
wow.
It's a really
wow.
And it's funny because I said, you know, sometimes we have to give people the benefit of the doubt. We understand he has a long criminal record history, but suppose someone did pull a gun out on him and he needed to get away. And then, unfortunately, they lost their lives in the interim.
That's crazy. Well, you know what? Not being there, it makes it very hard to judge if what he was saying is correct. And if it is, it's unfortunate. But, you know, when you have a history like that, sometimes your history can catch up with you. And if it's not true and that's just a lie that you told, you know, either way, lives were lost over just recklessness. And, you know, that baby now has to come into this world and have no connection to his parents. And you got to hope that the family members do the right thing.
The baby died the next day.
I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, the baby died the next day.
So that's three lives lost for what? For what? Whew, why you always start up with these tragic stories every week, man?
I'm sorry. You know what? I'll try to look for more happy news.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what's funny?
You got me all depressed?
I'm sorry?
You got me all depressed? Oh.
Sorry, you know.
Hey, Ayani's in the chat room. Hey, Ayani.
Hey, Ayani.
Ayani Melee, one of the poets from Wordplay 2, is in the chat room. Welcome, welcome. Text me, hit me a number one. Let me know you're listening, love. Yeah, go ahead.
But you know, there was a time that I didn't read the newspaper for a few years. I actually intentionally did not read the newspaper, did not listen to the news, because it was so depressing. So from now on, I'll try to find more happy news, but it can be difficult in these times. You know, the financial times that we're in, and it's just, you know, unfortunately. But I have some other news in New Jersey, which is right across the water in the New York tri-state area. There's a video that's going viral. Someone took a video with their cell phone.
Is that the one with the pastor with her breast out?
No, that's not the one.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The video that I'm talking about is the one of a cop who punched a woman in the face during a fight. Did you see that one?
Oh, okay, yeah. The cop, the big girl who grabbed the cop and he let her have the Manny Pacquiao.
Right. So basically, the story goes, the cops came on the scene because a fight broke out at a club. So he came on the scene to try to break up whatever was going on. Now, I watched the video.
Wait a minute. A fight broke out at a black club?
A fight broke out at a nightclub.
Really? A nightclub and a fight?
A nightclub.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
Are you
the cops actually had to come to a call at a nightclub. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, the fight broke out. The cop came on the scene. And I watched the video a few times because everyone was saying how outraged they were. They couldn't believe he used so much force. And it's unacceptable because he's supposed to protect people. I have to give the cop the benefit of the doubt. I honestly do.
Really?
Because I watched the video a few times. And basically what was happening is there's so many people around him. And at this moment that he's trying to, I guess, calm everything down, this one gentleman is literally fighting him physically. And he's trying to address that. And the young lady came up, and I could tell that she meant no harm, that she was also trying to help. It wasn't like she was trying to fight the cop off. But if you have arms and everything coming at you, and there's a group of people surrounding you, you have no idea what's going on. So I almost understand. I almost understand that the cop hit her thinking that he was being attacked. And it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah, but baby.
What?
I feel you on that. But big girl in red dress, come on, what is she doing? Is a cross-dressing dude about to attack him?
Honey, it was more than just her around him. If you actually look at the video...
I saw the video. There's a dude off to the left that looked like he's tussling when the cop...
There's literally four people.
Up. But the cop is facing the three people and two of them are women.
The key. There were four people in front of him. Everyone has their arms out. He's the only cop right there in the vicinity of everyone having their arms out. I'm not saying he was right. He may have overreacted.
Mm-hmm.
But
I hear you. I think he's going to be fired, and I think somebody will get paid. I think there's going to be some payments on this one.
She hasn't come forward yet. She hasn't made a complaint. She hasn't come forward. They have
her lawyer's taking care of business. Her lawyer's getting things together. And as soon as he gets things together, you know, it is what's going to be.
And you know what? I believe that they're going to see that there was no malicious intent. I don't believe that he just set out to hurt someone. He had a bunch of people surrounding him.
But that doesn't change anything. I mean, if I go out and hurt somebody just because I wasn't planning on killing them, I still go to jail for manslaughter.
That's true.
I still go to jail for manslaughter. And so, I mean, there's got to be some culpability to it. Simply because I know in the heat of confusion, then you know what? Remove yourself. If you can't control it because you're outgunned, outmanned, whatever, you know, retreat is in tactical deployments for a reason. And it's not just because you're scared. It's to gain a better position to analyze what's going on. That cop could have retreated from the situation, explained to his supervisor, look, I got up out of there because things was getting hectic. I didn't want to make no mistakes. I didn't want to hurt anybody. Make whatever calls you need to make and then dive back in there and do what you got to do. Just start beating on the first person that grabbed you. That person could have been
started. He didn't start just beating on her key.
No. I'm still saying she grabbed him, but she might have been grabbing him because she was scared. So now her being fearful and trying to grab the cop to get away from what we don't know. Now he punches her in the face. I mean, there's some things there that it's going to be crazy, but I just feel like, you know what? But and before we go to break,
mm-hmm.
I gotta bring it up.
Yeah.
I gotta do it. We are a relationship show. So anytime we see husbands and wives out of pocket, we gotta call them on it. I saw a video, which I showed you since we talk about videos, of a sister who was preaching a word.
I saw the video too.
And her breast is out. Now, she's preaching a word on having a forked tongue. And here she has areola showing. And in one video, it looked like nipplage.
It did look like her nipplage
had creeped over the top of her blouse. And then her husband, who I later found out was doing the filming of the video, is zooming in and out on the breast. So I said, wait a minute. I had to ask myself a question. I posted this question in one of the religious groups that I'm in because I wanted to ask the women who I know practice the faith that the woman in the video practice is Christians. And I said, I got to ask this. Is there any way that she might not have known that her breasts were in that position? And to every woman, to a woman, said, KL, there's no way that you could have something parked right in the middle of your areolas where one nipple is creeping over the ledge to look around and see who's out there. and the other one is trying to fight for some room to get out there and look around too. Does she not know that was going on the whole time she was talking? So then I'm thinking, so I'm listening to these women, and it was funny because it sparked a little firestorm. So they were saying, how could you give a word about God, and the whole time you're portraying yourself as a harlot? Now, I don't know who she is. I don't know anything about her. I don't know what her past is. So all I'm judging is the action. So before any of my Christian folks jump on the chat room or call me and be like, okay, how dare you judge that woman? I am not judging that woman's heart. I don't know what made her decide that that was a great idea. What I am judging is that any man who saw that, who might have been fighting with some type of spiritual demon of a sexual nature, might have missed the word of God completely because he's staring at her nipples or the attempt at nipples. And also, how do you sit there and portray one look when trying to give a solid word? The word was solid. I went back and listened to just the message. I minimized my screen and just listened to the message. The message was sound. Everything about what she gave in the words was sound. But then when you bring the video back up and see how she's sitting there, you know, there's something that has to be said with how we attract people and then who we push away by what we do. And it made me a little nervous, too, because I thought to myself, you know, this gives folks who are anti-Christian reason to attack the Christian faith, even though it has nothing to do with the faith. It's just one woman's choice and how she wants to dispense the faith. And I got a big issue with that, because you don't want to push people away because of your actions, because you didn't stop and consider that nipplage was going to be looked at as a negative. And I just thought, you know, in relationship-wise, how does a husband feel comfortable with his wife's breast out to the world when giving a message about the Lord? I was like, wow. It's just, where are we going now? What's next? Butt naked in the bed talking about now, private moment with the Lord. Hold on, honey. Turn over. Come on. At some point, it's just too much. Or as my students say, you're doing too much. You're doing too much. So listen, it is 8:32. We're about 2 minutes behind our normal break. So here's what we're going to do. Tip, give the two subjects that we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're really going to get into tonight's subjects. So what are tonight's subjects that we're going to discuss tonight, baby?
Well, the first topic is celebrity relationships. Is it real love or wretched entertainment? And we're going to discuss some of the celebrity couples, long-term, short-term, on and off again, and see where that goes. The second topic is, do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, boy. I'm sorry, what was the topic again?
Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
And what could that be referring to?
That's actually going to touch on what we had to deal with this week and breaking down communication barriers in relationships. So Kale and I are going to discuss some things that we had to deal with this week and how we are working to overcome those communication barriers.
In our own relationship, with the hope that folks listening will...
Because people seem to think that our relationship is perfect because we show outward love. We show, you know, public displays of affection. And they always say, oh, you guys are so perfect. In our relationship, we do have issues. And we do fuss not as often as a lot of people. We do have disagreements every once in a while, and we have to deal with it.
No doubt. And you know what? Yes, we were not perfect, and we're going to discuss it when we come back. This is Relationships, Reality and Relationships. It must be Thursday night. We're on every Thursday, God willing, from 8 to 10. The call-in number, if you want to call in, is 646-200-3838. Just press the number 1 to talk to the host, and the host will let us know that you want to talk. Also, if you want to get into the chat room, it is Chatsy. And I'm telling you, this is a long number before we go to commercial. I know there's some callers on the line. Please hold on. We're going to get to you in a second. If you want to get in the chat room and post a question, or just talk to us. We're hanging out in the chat room, too. It is Chatsy, chatzy.com. And this is a long number, so be ready. I'm only going to give it to you one more time before we go to commercial. It is 38-62-19-63-94-78-94. Now, that number is chatzy.com/38-62-19-63-94-78-94, or just go to any one of the websites, TQ Palace on Facebook, Arthur K.L. Belvin on Facebook, and you'll see the links there. We'll be back in two songs. Thank you for joining us.
How I thirst for more keeps me coming back for you too. It's so warm, you're damn near blowing, melt away my heart. I just want you all to myself. It's so right, I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe. She's a silhouette, nothing short of wow. And the way she works, it tells me who's the winner now. Best believe I'm safe, that's how you want it right. There goes my shoes, babe, I'm in here for the night. Your heart's racing, my hand's shaking. Stupendous, colossal, epic love making. Bringing out the men in me, all over your canopy. Toss and turning, I'll never stop turning. So deep, like way down bottom at the ocean's floor. From my treasure on you, so sweet, like the darkest fairies. How I thirst for more keeps me coming back for you, too. It's so warm, yeah, damn near blowing, melt away my heart. I just want you all to myself. It's so right. I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe. Look at you, baby. Look at you, baby. And the day was my lady. No doubt we heat it up. It's turning into love. Falling for the romantic. Some people can't stand it. I brush them off. Sometimes I just get lost in your eyes when you look at me. Nothing else matters, baby. What is honorable makes me what is close to you. Now that we're here, there's no leaving this room. Down bottom at the ocean's floor, I just brought my treasure on you. So sweet, like the darkest fairies. How I thirst for more, keep me coming back for you too. So warm, you're damn near blowing, melt away my heart. I just want you all to myself. It's so right, I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe. The low honey pressure increasing, gripping me tighter. I'm guessing you feel it now. I got it exotic. Damn, she's a gold mine. So hidden, forbidden. That's right, you're all mine. And I won't share you, darling. For my eyes only, there's no way I'm giving you up. Oh, girl, you're so precious. How I thirst for more keeps me coming back for you. It's so warm, you're damn near blowing, melts away my heart. I just want you close, girl. You're so right. I reach for the night, pull down a thousand stars. True for you, babe. Thank you.
baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. He used to be perfect, but lately things ain't working. You know he's messing around on you. I know how we can reverse it. You want revenge, we gon' serve it. And we ain't wrong, cause he deserve it. Right now I'm not your friend, I'm your lover, yeah, yeah. Let's turn this house into a circuit. Yeah, don't get mad, get even. Yeah, you can play that game. And you won't hurt my feelings. If you love me and leave me, babe. I wanna be you. I'll be a little friend on the side. I wanna be you. Call me when you get out of line. Now, baby. And since your man ain't acting right, girl, I'ma be all yours.
My lovely co-host, Tiffany Braxton Belvin, and I am KL Belvin. And before we go any further, I got to give a shout out and a big thank you to GQ Palace Radio for them. Without them inviting us to come back to the air, we would not be here now. So a big round of applause to GQ Palace Radio. And they have shows on every night of the week, so make sure you tune in at this same station. Just tune in on a different night, same phone number, and you can listen to the wonderful shows every night, 7 days a week, bringing you quality entertainment, quality radio, just like this program. There's many others. Just stop by the GQ Palace Radio spot on Blog Talk Radio. You can see the powerful lineup of radio shows that they have on. There's a little something for everyone, so please make sure that you tune in. Well, we have a caller on the line, and I believe it is Ayani. Ayani, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey,
hello. How are you?
I'm blessed, and you all?
Hanging in there.
That's good, that's good. Yeah, it's good to hear your voices again.
Yes, definitely. Listen, this is Ayani Melee, and she is one of the wonderful poets who is in the book Wordplay too. But before any of that, Ayani, tell them who you are and just a little bit about what you do.
Oh, wow. I am Ayani Melee. I'm a poet, playwright, author, mommy, sister, friend, you know, whatever. Just a little bit of everything, I guess. I am CEO of Revolutionary Disciples Media, which is a publishing company. I have several children's books that are either already in print or about to be in print. And I'm just trying to walk straight and narrow and do what God put me on this earth to do.
Excellent, excellent. And we have no problem with shameless plugs on our show. We actually want those. We want folks to know what folks are doing when they come on. So we actually don't mind that. And you also a good friend to Tiff and I. You gave us an opportunity to do our Make America Cool Again seminar, and we had such a wonderful time doing it in North Carolina this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was so wonderful to finally meet.
Mm-hmm. And we really enjoyed it. I mean, you know, not being married now is one thing, but I had been married, so I could, you know, definitely relate to a lot of the things that you guys were saying. And prayerfully, come 2014, you'll be able to do it again.
Oh, well, listen, you know, you only got to ask us. We're already making plans to be back down in North Carolina for 2014, because
Okay. Anytime
you have the event, we'll be there.
All right.
Hey, yes. Let me explain something to you guys that are listening. You know, the internet is a wonderful, wonderful resource. But one of the things that you have to remember is that there's real people behind the screen names, real people behind the posts, real people behind every word. Ayani and I go back to Yahoo 360 for all you knuckleheads that have been on for so long that you just morphed with the times before Facebook. But we've been friends for well over 10 years online. And we've kept that friendship.
Yeah.
We stayed connected to each other. And then to finally get a chance to meet, she asked me about taking part of her event that she was putting together in Charlotte this past summer. And she only had to ask once, and Tiff and I made the trip down from New York. And let me say this to anyone listening. You cannot judge an event by the amount of people who come. You have to judge it by the amount of people that you come in contact with. We had so much fun.
Right.
And we had such a wonderful time exchanging ideas and thoughts and of a spiritual nature, that now, of all those individuals that we've met, I think I'm doing some type of business or something with pretty much everyone that I've met. And that's God's way of saying it's not about the masses. It's about the few individuals that you meet.
Right.
It's about being there when someone wants you to be there. And so it's so very important. And it was such an important trip for Tiff and I, because we got such a beautiful chance to talk traveling down the road to North Carolina and coming back, that, Ayani, we just really want to thank you again publicly. So what's your thoughts on any of the things that we talked about tonight? I know I saw some things in the chat room with that lady in the nipplage situation.
Yeah, that's when I put my hand up when I heard the word nipplage. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. But,
I was trying to be polite.
Yeah, we appreciate that. But I have not seen the video, so I'll preface what I'm going to say by that. But,
okay.
You know, everybody makes mistakes, and it could have been a simple wardrobe malfunction made worse by her husband manipulating the video. You know, I mean, for whatever reason he did that, I don't know. But it gave me a couple of bad flashbacks. I mean, I've had a couple of malfunctions myself. Of course, I was not preaching, thank God. But I used to have this blouse that was really soft, really soft material, and it would creep. And I'm in the grocery store one day, you know, just walking around minding my own business, trying to get some groceries for me, my mom, and I noticed this little man following me. I'm like, okay, I spoke, you know, trying to be nice, and next thing I knew, I'm getting another look for another little old man. And I'm like, hold up. And then they're following me, and I look down, and my blouse has crept up. Almost above my.
Wonder why you're getting all these dollars on your belt, right? All these exactly. Make you slip dollars on you as you're going up and down looking at the sofa.
And he didn't bother to tell you. He just wanted to follow you around to peep at you.
Exactly. Waiting on it to go higher so he could see more. And then, like an idiot, I did not put this blouse to the side. I wore it to church one day.
No.
Same thing happens in the middle of church. I kid you not. I'm sitting there enjoying the service, and not one soul told me. That's what was so disappointing. Not one person told me. And I look down, and I'm like, oh, my God, I was so embarrassed. I wanted to leave church, but I didn't.
Well, you mean nobody ran over with the red cloak and said,
no.
They
said she out there on her own. They just left me hanging out there, man.
Wow. Because, you know, nobody tackles you in church if you're showing, like, a shoulder or an elbow or something like that. Normally they run you down and tackle you, be like, girl, cover that up.
And this is an apostolic church, no less, right?
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I didn't
expect that. Sometimes when your skirt is too short, they'll nicely put a scarf over you, and nobody bothers to tell you that your shirt was creeping up.
No. Maybe everybody was in the spirit. I don't know.
Well, we know she ain't trying to do that on purpose, so we just let her go ahead and shut this down later.
But, you know, I am going to go watch the video now, but that was my comment for the night.
Yanni, while I have you on the phone, I thought the same thing, and that's why I went to one of the, as I said earlier, I went to one of the groups, because as a male, I know what I see Tiff go through when trying to put on, say, undergarments and regular clothes that are form-fitting when she's doing some type of modeling, or even just when she's going out. I've seen, you know, I've learned what a faja is, what Spanx are, and all this other stuff, and men, if you don't understand, don't worry. You're not supposed to know. If you really know about Spanx and fajas and body shapers, we got to talk. So
some secrets are better left in the closet. Okay?
So I've watched her go through putting all this on. My only thing is that the way the top fits so snugly, and I know snugly is not a word, so the way it fits so snug, excuse me, that I'm saying that part of the body, the areola, the nipple, and stuff like that, I'm thinking to myself, if you don't feel it, okay, I got you, but how come your husband doesn't tell you? See, I can understand her maybe not knowing, and she's into giving the word and the delivery of the word, because, you know, when we're in our faith and giving it about our faith, we tend to can get emotional. This is what faith is all about. My thing is, the husband, the cameraman, to zoom in, you're seeing this, and then zoom out, and then to zoom in again, it's almost like you're telling the audience.
Was he zooming in on her breath?
Yeah, he's actually zooming in for close-ups on her, not just like, now, he didn't, like, cut her head out the picture and just, like, enclose them, but he zoomed in that you could actually see the areola, then he backs out, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. Bruh, you can't see that your wife is, because you, first of all, when you're talking about church, God, you're talking about the faith, when you got your whole neck and the plunge neckline open, that by itself, you know, may not be the greatest thing to put on when trying to get into that mode, or even like the skirt she was wearing, you can see it was very short, so she had her legs, but it's like, okay, it's sort of seductive, but at the same time, okay, I can't just, you know, that may be the only piece of clothing you got you. I'm saying, how come the husband didn't? And that's my biggest thing relationship-wise. Why didn't the husband say something? Why didn't the husband say,
well,
honey, well, I thought if I saw Tiff that way, I'd be like, excuse me, oh, no camera. You, girl.
Let me throw this out there. Just suppose that the relationship between the husband and the wife was not that good, and he wanted to embarrass her.
Maybe. And this is why we need to talk about relationships, because that's a possibility. And I didn't think about that. You're right. Maybe just say, you know, and I don't like what she's doing anyway with this whole stuff, so I'm not even going to say nothing. You know, who knows?
That's an interesting
thing. Go ahead, baby.
No, I was just thinking, that's an interesting look at it, that maybe he's not really supportive of what she's doing anyway, and he wanted to embarrass her.
Well, you know, I think when you have something like that, there's always a possibility of, and I think it leads to when we talk about you can't judge someone's heart. when you go through the idea that you can't judge what a person is going through inside, we can only, you know, whatever, what we see, and we have to go on the actions. And I just think it is whipping its way around the internet, because I stopped by a couple of sites and was just listening to people's responses and listening to people who have did like their own video in terms of what they've said before, and then showed the video, and then it's actually an extended where you can see the whole video of her sitting there with her husband. Then I'm trying to wonder, is the camera on a tripod? Is there a third person in the room? I'm like, listen. And then I went to her website. For the most part, her website, but the only thing that the other part now, let's, we got to keep it real. She said from the stripper pole to the gospel?
The pulpit.
Yeah, it was from the stripper pole to the pulpit or something like that. And I know on her page she's wearing a shirt that says stripper. And she actually has a ministry. On her webpage is an actual ministry and has a prayer list. Everything that you would want in a regular ministry, but she has photos that has her wearing a shirt named stripper. Now, I don't know if she's stripping off the sin or if she's stripping off the evil. I don't know. I'm thinking as a Christian, we're supposed to know. So
might keep somebody else from stumbling if we did.
But before you go, Ayani, hold on, because you know I can't let you go unless we talk about Wordplay 2.
All right.
Now, I know the book was supposed to be out this week, but I can honestly say this to anyone that's listening. When I say there were forces at work trying so hard to not let this book get into the hands of the 13 poets that are in it, Tiff and I have published officially 13 books to date. Wordplay 2 is number 13. I normally don't play into the numbers game, and I'm not superstitious. But I can tell you one thing. When you have 13 quality poets, 13 individuals of talent, and a handful of individuals who are of a strong faith background, when unusual things start to happen, even the least believer starts to go, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
So, Ayani, I just want to, if you can, for a couple of seconds before we let you go, tell folks what your experience has been with just your role in this poetic anthology that we have coming out in a few days. I'm going to put it out there soon. We're on our way.
Well, I was elated that you guys chose me. And the whole experience, because, you know, I had the enemy in my ear telling me, you're not going to get this done, you can't do this in this amount of time, and blah, 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 because I'm the type of writer that if he gives it to me, I have to write it. So there are times when I go without writing anything. So I was a little apprehensive about, wow, you know, I got to have this done by December the 1st. But, you know, I just asked him to help me, and there were pieces that when I started to write them, I just finished them. I mean, boom, it was done. And then there were a couple of other pieces that, you know, I actually took some time and kind of let it marinate, and I'd go back and change some things because I don't believe in changing things, especially if the Spirit gives it to me. But it was an awesome experience. It actually stretched me, you know, as a poet, because I normally don't pick a topic and write. I just write what he gives me. But to be able to say, okay, you need to focus on this, you know, Holy Spirit, what are you saying about this? What do you want me to write about this? That actually stretched me and helped me be a better poet.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much. I mean, and we were happy to have you because, you know, like I said, it goes back to that trip to North Carolina when I knew what I wanted to do when I was putting this book together. I knew when considering the word soul, I knew what I wanted when it came to the word soul. I said, you know what? I know certain people would do pretty good. And after we had met and I got a chance to talk to you and meet you, got a chance to listen to you perform your poetry, and all of us got a chance to perform our poetry, I knew you were somebody that I wanted to be in the book, because as a professional, I knew the book would be in great hands once it got out to you. And mm-hmm. your talent was going to shine through. And the one thing I can say with putting the book together, it has been tremendously empowering to see how the words have all kind of meshed to really bring out an outstanding message. And anybody
right.
listening, Wordplay 2 was put together by 13 poets, covering 12 subjects that are all connected to the word soul from all different angles. The poets come from 10 different states, and we have them all in one book. And when I tell you something was working very hard to not let this book get done, Tip and I have problems that we have never had in any other book that we've done.
That's because it is destined to bless somebody. Definitely. Probably people that you would least expect. Just sitting here a second ago talking about it, I actually got chills, you know, because when Holy Spirit moves, Holy Spirit moves. And it's really going to bless somebody. And I just hope and pray that if people don't pick it up because of the names that are in the book, that they pick it up because of that still small voice that says, you need to read this. You know,
yes.
This will bless you. This will guide you. This will help you. This will usher you into relationship with Abba. So.
Yes. Yes. And you're 100% right. Well, love, I want to thank you. I know we kept you on for a long time. I know there's other callers that are waiting to get on, and we apologize if we kept anyone waiting, because you know, this is a good friend of ours, and I wanted to give her an opportunity to express who she was as well as to have a conversation with her. Ayani, you know we're going to continue to talk. The books will be out very soon. I'm going to get them in everybody's hands. Thank you so much, sister. You know, we're here for you anytime that you need us. I know you're in the chat room. I'm about to post the link to the video, so if folks want to see it, the link is in the video. I mean, the video, the link is in the chat room. I just put it in there. And so I hope that, is it going to let me? Well, anyway, we'll figure it out, and I'll let folks know where to go ahead and do what they got to do. But
all right. Love you all.
Love you,
darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
For those who are listening, I know a lot of people are listening. Please join us in the chat room at chatzy.com. That's chatzy.com/386-219-6394-7894. We know you're listening, and if you're not going to press one to talk to us, then join us in the chat room and let us know what you think about tonight's topic.
Yeah, and hit number one. Don't be scared. Hit number one. The host will take your name, and we'll definitely talk to you. You know what? We're gonna skip our break right now. We're going to go right through the break. We have T on the line, and T, I'm so sorry for making you wait for so long.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. How's everyone?
How are
you
doing, T? What's going on, darling?
Nothing. Same thing. Blessed, and I ain't going to let it stress me. I'm good.
And T has called in every Thursday. This is what I'm talking about. T is officially a regular.
Got to support the fam.
That's it.
We all a family, so
I got to support my family. That's it. Now, when you say we're a family, let those new listeners know who you are. Here comes the shameless plug Thursday. Let them know who you are, dog.
I am one of the hosts of the Diva Squad on Wednesdays.
Excellent. At what time?
From 7 to 9.
See, I told y'all there's shows on every night, so please return the love and make sure you tune in. From 7 to 9, T and them hold it down on Wednesdays. They have just as much fun as we're having here. It's a wonderful show. And GQ Palace Radio brings you something every night. And we really want you to support what Rich and Lavina are doing, because, again, this is brothers and sisters giving brothers and sisters an opportunity to talk about the things that we as folks of color like to hear and talk about. And it's diverse. It's not the same type of show. Everyone has their own format, their own style. And you're going to find something that you like. As you see, T comes over to support us. When I get the chance, if I can get in early enough on Wednesdays, I try to pop in to see what's going on. As well as every night, there's something going on. So just stop by GQ Palace Radio on blogtalkradio.com and see the upcoming shows. You can actually set reminders to be sent to you so you can actually be reminded of when you want to check out the show. Find a favorite and do it just like T is doing. Call in every week and tell us what's going on. If you got a product, we'll let you plug it. But let me tell us, anybody listening, when you plug your product, first have a conversation with us. Don't just come in and go, I got new weed. Thank you. Don't come in and go, I got brand new weed bread that you got to get in my tooth pocket. And you ain't even said hello to the host.
Exactly.
Come on and just speak to us. I'm saying. Now, hold on a second.
I will say this, AL.
I got to ask you, did you see the video?
No. No.
Because we have a chat room.
Honestly, didn't.
I posted the link in the chat room.
Okay. But I want to correct something. We do have one off day. That's Saturdays. There's no shows
okay.
on Saturdays so far. Now
okay.
that may change.
We're gonna have to change that so we can make it all week. They get GQ Palace Radio all week.
Every day of the week, huh?
Exactly. We gonna have to give it to them all
no,
week.
Actually, what I was listening to it's when Tiff was talking about the tragedy. You know, I know
yeah.
I don't want to bring it up, but
no,
that was
ahead.
The saddest thing that I've encountered all year long, seriously.
Wow.
I'm a news person. And I mean, when I heard it, I mean, tears just streamed down my face.
Right.
But I was okay when they said, you know, that they had delivered the baby by C-section. You
right.
know, and the baby was okay. Then the next day I hear the baby is dead. I'm like, no.
Right.
You know, and to, you know, their belief is to, they don't have funerals. They do
yes.
it the same day that the person died.
They bury him before sundown.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. I mean, you know, oh man, that's just, But I'm gonna get off of that one.
For those who don't know, who are listening, the couple that was killed, they're from the Jewish faith, and the
right.
Jewish faith. I work in a Jewish-run facility. Their religion has them bury their deceased before the sun goes down, before the next sunrise.
Right.
So something that happens so suddenly and unexpectedly. There's really no time to grieve or even fathom
exactly,
exactly what happened. So it is difficult.
And the other thing about the cops, it's something up with that, I feel, because he's still on active duty. The cop is still on active duty.
They're not going to take away his pay until they have investigated it, because the one thing that I've learned with video
mm-hmm.
is that what we see may not explain everything that's going on. And if you, and I guess as a dean, I use video all the time when I'm dealing with students because I got to go back and look at video to see what happened. Sometimes it's what you can see from another camera, from another angle.
Right, right.
Will fill in things that you can't see. Like what Tiff is explaining can hold some weight for this reason. If we could get a wider shot of everything that's going on around this officer, then
mm-hmm.
maybe we can get an idea of where his mindset could have been. But if we're
right.
only getting it from the angle that camera shows, and it's the woman grabbing him, and we don't know where the person started the video from, so we don't know what happened before that, it's very easy to shape your thoughts and just, oh, that's ridiculous. Like, you know, I hate to bring it up, but take Rodney King. When
right.
we watched the video, we have no idea what was going on before. We just saw what the officers did to Rodney King. But if you watch the video, a couple of officers only hit him once. Two officers decided they were going to beat him like a rented mule. And those are the two officers who wound up going to jail. But we, as the community, didn't like what we saw in all the officers hitting him. So we wilded out. Video doesn't always show all the answers. And we have to wait and pray that a solid investigation is done. And if he's wrong, he should be dealt with. And if
right.
he's not, then it is what it's supposed to be.
But my thing is, KL and Tiff,
mm-hmm.
why was just one officer there, knowing that you were going to a club or a bar?
Well, actually,
exactly.
when you look at the video, there are two more officers that come up after the punch is already thrown. So maybe he was just the first officer to come into the circle of the crowd. But you do see two more officers approach after the hit that has taken place.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, that's where the video shows you would see probably more, because
uh-huh.
if you can't see the whole thing, also you don't know if officers were standing there and then left because of other situations, maybe even after going after somebody and told those off. Like, I'll give you an example. I called the police about something that was going on next door to my house, and the officers came. Well, two officers stayed outside until two other officers showed up. Then when those offers showed up, two more showed up. So now four went in the bag and the two are standing there. So if something had happened out front, well, one of the first things that you just saw in the video is why are there just two officers there, but you can't see that four went to the back of the house to go check what was going on in the back of the house next door. So video doesn't show everything, and we have to be very careful before we shape our decisions, because it's real easy when you see white cop hitting black woman. And we've seen things like that so often, but we got to catch ourselves. And having been involved in the news myself in this aspect, when I went to do an interview on CNN, I spoke for 30-35 minutes. The local news took parts of that interview and shaped it the way they wanted. The Daily News took parts of an interview I gave over the phone, which was, again, like a 28-minute interview, and they placed stuff that I said at the end of the interview, at the beginning of what they wrote in the paper. And that's when I realized that I will never, when I hear an athlete say I was misquoted, I will never say, you're lying, you did it, because you have no idea what some of these folks do with video, with audio, and you have to be very careful until all of the proof comes out.
Yeah. Okay, and to just touch on what comes out the mouth, it can be venom.
Yes, that's true.
But let me ask you, because that's topic number two. We're going to give topic number one, which is celebrity relationship.
No, we're going to go to the number two while we got you on the phone, because it's even better that we have you with me.
Okay.
But celebrities and relationships, real love or wretched entertainment, who's your favorite celebrity couple?
I don't really have one, to be honest. Because it's just so much, to me, it's like Tashawn. You know, I don't even know if it's real love. You know, because this person has just as much money as I do. So let's go with this person and see where we can go in life. You know, not thinking about, hey, it's going to be problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so therefore, I don't have, honestly, I don't have a favorite. Because all of it is, I think it's all in cahoots with money. It's about the root of all evil.
Do you think that they're just with each other out of convenience?
Basically, yes.
Wow.
You know, because some of them I look at, and, I mean, what? Is it a physical thing? It could be physical, you know?
I think with certain couples, I know for me, one of my favorite couples is Denzel and his wife, because they're not super public figures. So when they step out, you see them together. They appear to be very happy together. Of course, we never know what's going on inside a home.
Behind their closed doors.
Exactly. So to me, the reason why I like them is that you don't see them doing anything to gain extra attention. Denzel seems to show up when he has a movie. He does the interviews like he needs to. But then you don't see him and his wife, like in San Tropez, just sitting on the beach when they know the cameras are on them. Like, you really don't see them. And I think anytime when you see couples who really seem to pay attention to their free time, that says something to me. It's like they really want to make sure that their private time is private. I know a lot of people are emphatically in love with the president and his wife and all that.
That could be my celebrity couple.
That's my celebrity couple.
They are so down to earth.
I'm not a big fan of that, because a lot of that is set up that way too, because the president has to keep an approval rating high also. So I'm not a big fan. Listen, if they're happy, they're happy. But I'm not a big fan of it, because I think they spend too much time apart. And then when they are together, it seems to always be set up for us to go, oh, wow, look. So when something is too shiny to me, when you give me something that looks too nice and neat and too cornered, I'm like, okay. I want to see a flip one day.
The thing with that, though, go ahead, Tiff.
I have to call KM on it, because people say that about us, because I've had people that are honest with me and say, you know, you guys just make me sick sometimes. You guys are always so lovey-dovey, and y'all just love each other, and you know you're having problems. And we do, but we do love each other. So
right.
For KL to say that that's just the image that we put out is that we have a perfect, we don't try to put out that image, but
right.
People seem to think that we have this perfect relationship, and it works for us, but we also have our stumbling blocks.
Right.
Well, that's
but
I said,
now,
it's my opinion. You ain't got to defend your president so adamantly.
but you know what?
She made it rough me off.
but as far as with the president and everything, I wouldn't want to be in that situation, because you can never go anywhere alone. The only place you're going to is to bed alone, but you got somebody at your door probably 90% of the time. You know, just in case.
Hold on, let me jump in a second. Mark in the chat room said, it's funny that it's the always the best couple, the ones we don't see. And you know what, Mark? I just want to say,
true.
That's what I said exactly. I have to agree with Mark on that. I just want to let you know, I was looking at one in the chat room, because I think, I really do believe the best couples are the ones that we don't see, because how can you have that y'all time if you're always in the light? Now, as a president,
yeah.
He has a choice. He's the leader of the free world. He's always going to be under a camera. I just think a lot of times it's almost too perfect. That's just me. I'm not knocking their relationship. I'm just saying I believe that because I understand politics, I know they're not going to put anything negative out, so we'll never really know until later on when the books are written and so forth and so on. I got that. Because if you look, President Clinton and his wife went through that until he got caught messing up. So then it was like, okay, wasn't y'all perfect until he got caught messing up? So all I'm saying is, I understand that, but I think when I look at celebrities, it's really the ones who keep themselves out of the limelight that I really appreciate, because that to me is harder to do than just
right.
giving into the paparazzi. Like, I'm not a big fan of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yeah, I'll say it and folks can get mad at me. I enjoy their music for what they produce, but the whole, I don't know, it doesn't move. It's sometimes too much. I'm kind of Jay-Z, Beyonce. I
oh, now I'm burnt out on that. I don't even want to talk about it.
I'm
not,
you know,
with Blue Ivy and the rest of the La Crew.
I'm like, how much they going to give us? He's singing at the World Series. She's at the Super Bowl. What at the inauguration? What's next? They're going to go to the moon, and Jay-Z and Beyonce are going to christen the moon. I'm like, come on, man. No.
Well, you know, another little Blue Ivory or whatever. It's going to be Purple Ivory, I guess, this time, or whatever.
Yeah,
call.
I'm going to go to Will Smith, Jay-Z collabo with both their wives and the whole family, like on a picnic. So we got more money than the world. Y'all should love us. Oh, come on, stop.
Right. Get a life. Get a life for real, you know, because.
Y'all sound like y'all hating to me.
You know what, it's not hate, it's just I strongly disagree.
Yeah. but you know, Tiff, like I just put in the forum, right? Everything that looks good to you ain't good for you either.
That's true.
So yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, hey, to each his own. If you love each other, so be it, you know, but don't make a butt out of yourself at the end of the day.
Absolutely. But one thing I can say that I have noticed with celebrity relationships, and while we really can't judge them when we're not in that life, and it's for this reason, I think I see it with policemen, I see it with teachers, I see it with strippers, I see it with other
folks.
Don't
talk about teachers.
Well, listen, I'm an educator. I got to. One of the things that I notice is that we tend to look for folks who understand and can relate to what we do. So who better to date than someone who's in the limelight because they understand what that life is? See, if you tried to date a so-called ordinary person, like if Jay-Z went out and wanted to find an ordinary woman,
mm-hmm.
Do you know the mental strain? Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, do you know the mental strain that it would place on someone who wasn't of the same financial ilk that Jay-Z is if he was with an ordinary woman? Simply, if you remember, Eddie Murphy said years ago when he did Raw, he couldn't trust anybody because he was worried about having to lose half, that he said he would travel to Africa to find a chick who didn't know anything about American culture, because that way he could feel safe. And I think a lot of folks in the industries that they're in, whatever it is, tend to look for folks who understand, because it can be very difficult in finding somebody who can say, I can deal with what you do, whether it's an officer. Like, if you notice that wives of officers have family members who were policemen, or they came up near and around that life. You see, and the reason why I brought up strippers or people in the pornography industry, you notice that folks in the pornography industry date each other instead of going outside to date simply before people have worked, because people understand that life and would be able to deal with it. And I think these are the things that we have to consider when we see entertainers. I just think when you see both of them damn near knocking each other over for camera time, is that really a relationship, or is it convenience?
I understand what you're saying now, you know. And the reason I said teachers, my friend is a teacher.
Oh, that's right. And, he didn't get the boot yet? brother, if you listen, you got to do something, brother. If you hear words that come out of her mouth, we're going to talk about that in the last hour. Listen to the words that come out of her mouth, brother. She talks about you, and you hear, don't talk about teachers, my friend. Who went from being my Buddha, my friend.
But I might even get off of that one. I just happened to
look at this. You
were talking
about the brother.
No. We're going to let that pass. But I just looked at this video. Homegirl needs, first off, get a bigger dress. She knew what was up with this. She knew her boobs was hanging out.
Somebody tell her. You know
She knew. She's just a trick of the Christian belief. That's all. I ain't just saying like that, but
ain't
she knew better.
Wouldn't you
she
know
knew
if
better.
Is kind of, okay, just check it.
She knew better. Bottom line, she knew better. She knew when she left home that her cleavage was showing like that.
Wow. I hear you. It's scary, though, because how does a person sit, like, how do you sit so calm and talk about something that's so serious? And what's really crazy to me, listen to her message. It's a
but
great
listen,
message. But how do you do that?
She's a preacher by day and a hooker by night. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Conversations, because, and it goes back to what I was saying, is what was your thinking? What was your husband's thinking? Like, what are you thinking when you allow yourself to be placed in that position where you can clearly see that your breasts, well, maybe she couldn't. That's what I'm saying. Maybe she just couldn't see that.
Blah, blah, blah. And the husband is probably the pimp. But anywho. If I wouldn't have looked at this video, I wouldn't be going in like that. But something is not right with that.
No, and a lot of people have. And actually, I do an internet search because before I really try to converse on any particular thing, I try to see it from a couple different angles. And I looked at a lot of different videos and what a lot of people had to say. There wasn't too many people who gave her the benefit of doubt of, oh, it was an accident. Because one brother went in and said, so this is where sisters have reduced themselves to now using the word to promote, you know, things that they want sexually. And he used points in the video. He was saying, look at how she's manipulated her husband, boyfriend, pimp, whoever, to show the breast back and forth, that brother didn't stop and say, come on, Ma, you know, fix yourself, whatever, that he's in full agreement with it. So now this is what he was saying about in terms of a Jezebel spirit, that you're using the word in one breath, but you're using the spirit of a Jezebel to get people's attention. And then it actually said, the video itself said that men were flocking to her church. Wow. And I was like, wow. You know,
I guess they would be. Especially if they see this, they should be flocking because they could be next.
Gotcha.
I can't hear the words, you know, because I'm here. But just looking at the video, period, point blank, she's dead wrong. I'm not a minister, but I wouldn't go up in the church looking like that.
Without question. It's almost 9:30, almost at the bottom of the hour. T, we're going to get ready to let you go. But before we let you go, please tell everybody where they can find you. Because this is what I tell you, they're going to love to listen to you. Tell them what night, what time you're on, love.
On Wednesdays from 7 to 9, you can find myself and Rachel, the Diva Squad, at GQ Palace Love Fantasy every Wednesday from 7 to 9. We always got some good topics and good music for you.
Definitely. T, thank you for the support.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you, darling.
Love you too.
All right.
Listening to Reality and Relationship, man. Listen, T went in on the young lady. Reached by day prostitute at night. Lord help me. Listen, we got a lot of people in listening on the phone. Feel free to hit 1 at any time and jump on in and talk to Tiff and I. Listen, we don't bite. We're going to have some fun. We're going to let you say what you got to say. You may not get a whole half an hour, so don't think you're going to sit in and talk that long. But here's my thing. When we come back, we're going to play 2 songs with Mr. Break, but we're going to play 2 songs and we're going to be back. And when we come back, we're going to get into what Tiff talked about. You hear the words coming out of my mouth. I think it's very important. We definitely need to discuss that. We're also going to mention our Facebook couple of the week. Might be a little surprise in who we chose this week. And so we want you to stay right where you are. Do not leave us. Remember, the chat room is open. I'm not giving you that long address again. Please come by our Facebook pages, GQ Palace Live and GQ Palace. Check out the information. Actually, let me give you the group information right now while I'm on. It is, let me see, I'm making a mistake here. GQ Palace on Facebook. Come check in the group, and you can actually check out everything that we got going on here. Or my page, author KL Belvin on Facebook, again, to be able to check out the link to the chat room. We'll be back in 2 songs. This is Reality and Relationships. I am KL, and that is my lovely wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. We'll be back.
Wave and publishing, a word. Yes, wave and publishing. In the beginning was the word. Happy bury me. I sense it living sore. Cutting cords till it bury me. I'm Carol Gay Mercer. Mercer world's waxing worse. Russellville man is living to be destroyed his murder. And that's new canon. Holy scriptures is my canon. Holy Ghost got me panic. Got me dancing cause I'm panic. Tim Steele, I'm real. You can call me man of steel. I'm guided by the North Star. I'm looking to the hill. Straight walker, straight talker. Nothing new about my yoga. You speaking that word, hey, it only makes the pain stronger. Call me more Lacey. Authentic, don't trace me. It's the image of God. The looking heart when you face me. Elijah Gabriel, this piece up in the storm. He stretched out his hands from a rose I was formed. I'm kissing, I'm a honking. Your ways, mouth, peace. I'm ushering the presence, prophetic sound, peace. Peace, my word of life.
Faith Walker is also one of the poets in Wordplay 2. And I know a lot of y'all saying, well, how many poets does he have in this book? It is actually 13. 13 poets for book number 13. And that is Raven Publishing. And if you don't know already, that is the company that Tiff and I own. We don't work for. We own. And we try to put out works of art that people can be proud of. We are trying to be the example of what two people in a relationship can do, what a couple can do when they're connected to their business and they're connected to everything else. But before we go any further, we're not going to take any calls from now to the end of the show. You need to come into the chat room if you have questions, because the subject that Tiff is going to talk about now is a very serious one. And we're going to probably have some fun with it, but we're going to really want to get into this because we only have about 20 minutes left. And we also want to name our Facebook couple of the week. So, Tiff, go right ahead.
Well, the topic of this hour is, do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? And the reason why I came up with this topic, because KL and I was going through our own issue this week. And like I tell people, we do have our issues. We don't argue a lot because we try to refrain from arguing. We do have debates. But most of the time, we are able to keep a level head and get through our disagreements. But this week, it was really heated without getting into details. But, you know, in the day of modern technology, a lot of discussion is taking place through emails and text messages because we're both at work and we can't stop what we're doing in order to argue with each other during the day. And
yeah,
I think sometimes...
by text. That started from email and worked its way to text.
But sometimes you want to get off your chest what's going on and say what you have to say. So we had correspondence back and forth through text messages, through emails this week, and I realized that there was a breakdown in communication even with us. As much as we tell people that you need to communicate in order to make sure, that's a very solid part of the foundation of your relationship is communication. We were having a breakdown of communication. I realized that what I was saying to KL, what he was receiving is not how I wanted him to receive it. So to give you an example, if I told KL, you know, I come home every day and I cook dinner for you and now you want me to wash your clothes. All he heard was, I cook dinner for you. He didn't hear what I was trying to say, that maybe I'm too tired to wash your clothes and maybe you need to wash your clothes yourself.
And that's not actually true, because she doesn't cook dinner and she doesn't wash my clothes because she doesn't really cook that well. That's why she used that as her example, something that she doesn't really do, as well as washing my clothes. She has refused to wash my clothes for the 12 or 13 years that we've been together. Now, a sock might sneak through, or I might get a T-shirt that snuck through into her laundry bag, but she actually does not wash my clothes. I just want to say that for the record. Thank you.
Well, let's just say, no, I don't cook that often. I probably cook one every 3 to 4 months, but I will call my husband and ask him what would he like me to order for him for dinner. So I do make sure my husband eats. I don't cook because I don't cook that well. I don't know how to do it that well. I'm going to be honest. But
I'm the chef of the family, guy.
Yes, you are. And you're a very good cook. I'll give you that. But I will make sure my husband eats. As far as not washing his clothes, will you explain why I don't wash your clothes?
It's just been so long, I forgot.
See, you see, men forget, women don't. The reason why I used to wash my husband's clothes, Kale and I have been together for 12 and a half years, and we practically, I have to say, we're living together very early on in our relationship. And I will wash his clothes because, you know, I want him to have clean clothes. That's what I would like to make him happy. Well, KL doesn't like to do housework. KL does not wash a dish. KL does not sweep a floor.
Hold on. I don't like washing dishes on the regular. I wash them.
But you have to eat out of dishes on the regular, right?
And I wash them. Okay, hold on. What's the rule when it comes to cooking and washing dishes?
But you changed that rule. The rule is supposed to be, whoever cooks, the other person has to wash.
Yes.
That's the rule. But how many times have you changed that rule? Because you're tired.
But I've always offered something in return when I've augmented the rules, correct?
I'll give you that.
Foot massage, loving, cab ride, whatever.
Anyway, getting back to...
I have offered something...
Getting back to the reason why I don't wash his clothes. So early on in the relationship, Kale did absolutely no housework. I did all the housework. I said, you know what? If you're not going to do any housework, then you have to wash your own clothes. He's been washing his clothes ever since.
And you have a housekeeper too.
Yes, we do have a housekeeper now because both of us are so busy with the work that we do.
I wasn't lying. I wasn't doing the clothes.
I'm sorry.
I had to clean that. I like the housekeeper. I love the work she does. still, first of all, if I wish people see, you know, this is what we say was coming out of your mouth, man. I got to jump in. People always see the mess that Tiff leaves, man. And she's like, come on, help me clean. I ain't make that mess.
And you know what? Why do you feel, and he so childish. You know, funny, there are times that Austin tells, to my husband, he would tell you, you are such a child. Because if my husband asked me to help him clean, I will help him clean. Not that I had to help him make the mess.
It takes 10 minutes to help me clean. To help you clean takes all day. You have so many clothes. You have so much. I have one little area that I keep like the way I like it. So to help me clean takes. It's not balanced.
Are you quantifying the help I need now?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that when someone tries to help you, you know, a brother could pass. I feel like a slave, man. I feel like I'm back in Moses' time, like I'm building something, man. Yeah.
But we're working together to achieve a goal, right?
Yeah. Any brothers listening, you got to understand is that you got to make sure that communication is like water, that it's flowing and it's free-flowing. Because if you put a dam to any body of water, the water will build up, and basically when it floods that dam, everything around it will get damaged. So communication has to be fluid. It has to be back and forth, and there also has to be no limitation. You should feel comfortable to have whatever discussions that are needed to go back and forth. Also, one of the things that Chip is not telling you, what we haven't gotten to is that, I'm just going to jump in here because we only have a few more minutes. I want to announce the Facebook couple of the week. I'll tell you what, because this is something we're going to come back to next week. We don't
we're
normally
come
expect...
back next week because I have a lot on my mind that I want to explore.
We're going to come back and have a whole... Actually, I'm going to tell you the topic for next week's show is communication. But we're going to... Because that's part of our Making Marriage Cool Again seminar. So we're going to take apart from our seminar and really get into it next week and go through the points that we actually discuss when we do our seminars on Making Marriage Cool Again, and communication is one of them, and I just gave you a little glimpse of that, and that's it has to be fluid like water. But we're going to share more of that next week, simply because I don't want to waste the time, because now our Facebook Couple of the Week.
Wait a minute, Eddie, before you get into the Facebook Couple of the Week, because I want to keep them on for a little while without interrupting them, I do want to get into some of the things that we have coming up. In the next couple of weeks.
We'll take a couple of weeks. You want to do it now or you want to do it after?
I want to do it now because when we bring them on, then we can, you know, take them out for the rest of the show. So I just want to jump in and give that information out so that we don't have to interrupt them and we can talk to them without interruption, okay?
All right, ahead.
So, as everyone knows, KL and I have a lot of things that we do volunteer-wise, and I have an event coming up next week, March 16th. At Queen System Mall, Operation Prom, Queen's Chapter of Operation Prom, they collect dresses for the young ladies in the urban area who are not able or who can't afford to purchase dresses for the prom. So we're actually holding an event at Queen System Mall for any young lady that would like to come out and get a dress for their prom. Now, the organizer of the event, her name is Candace Hutchinson, and she's also doing a donation, a donation through her website. The website is operationprom.org for Beach Channel Drive in Far Rockaway, New York, who was affected by Hurricane Sandy. They are raising funds to try to pay for all the expenses of the prom for the senior class. Because they were affected by Hurricane Sandy, they endured so much and they've lost so much to try to help them so that they don't have to pay for anything. So if you would like to donate, please go to www.operationprom.org to make a donation. Also, this weekend on Sunday, Full Figure Fashion Week is having a casting at the Lane Bryant store on 34th Street. Between 7th and 8th Avenue, between 12 and 4, between noon and 4 p.m. So if you are an aspiring plus-size model, size 14 to 20, and would like to be considered for Full Figure Fashion Week excuse me, fashion show that's coming up in June. This week is the final casting call being held in New York City, Lane Bryant, 34th Street, between 7th and 8th Avenue, again at between 12 and 4. I want to mention again that Lady Doves, the organization that I'm a spokesperson for, is having their Young, Gifted, and Talented Youth Show. And that is being held on April 14th at Occasions Banquet Hall. So if you would like information about that, please email me at TiffanyBraxton@yahoo.com, and I'll be glad to send you the information. Okay, I'm done, honey.
Hello? That's all I'm saying. Brothers, if you've never come to Full Figure Fashion Week, FFFweek.com. My wife is one of the original models who walked the runway 5 years ago. I was there. I have seen the growth of this movement. And let me tell you something. There's nothing sexier than seeing these thick, full, robust women hitting that runway. I'm say right now, if you ain't a lover of the big women, you will be by the time it's over. Woo, if I wasn't married. But I am, so I'm not thinking about that. Okay, maybe I thought about it for a hot second, but then, you know, I left. But anyway, next week we're going to talk about communication, and it's going to be a very interesting show, I promise you. Now, without further ado, and if we go over tonight, stay with us because we may go past 10 o'clock tonight because, you know what, I think it might happen. Tonight's Facebook couple of the week is none other than GQ Palace Radio own Rich and Lavina. Can I get a round of applause? Now, I know one of you is right there in the background. Now, I told you earlier, I wasn't sure which one of you is going to come to the forefront and talk about the love that you two have for each other. So,
yes,
who do we have?
Yes, we're here.
We're here, Kay. We're here.
Was both of y'all?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Kim and I are going to step back. First, I want you to tell everyone who you two are. And I want you to explain to every listener, because we're going to ride this out to whatever you take the time to go, why you two love each other the way you do.
Why? Ooh. Okay. This is Rich Money. All right? Richard Shah Archibald. I love her because of the fact it was eye-to-eye contact, and she's so understanding. It's an unconditional love that I have with her. You know, instead of causing an argument, what she would do is she'll sit there and don't say nothing, but let me say everything and won't say a word. Damn, don't get me wrong. Later on down the line, when I'm quiet, then she'll come and she'll say, well, you know what? Such and such and such and such. You understand? So it's a relationship where, you know, if I go out, she has nothing to worry about. If she go out, I don't have nothing to worry about. You understand? It's a strong commitment that we have with each other. You know, we argue like every normal couple does. You know, every normal couple argues. And, you know, it spices up relationship. But one thing I know is she got my back 100%. Can't nobody tell her anything and she knows about me. You know, nobody could go to her and tell a lie because she knows it's not true. You understand? She know my heart is dedicated to her and her only. She's my soulmate, my best friend. You understand? And I'm committed to her and her only. And that's what I think makes our relationship close.
Is there a wedding coming up?
Yeah, we're getting married this year, matter of fact. We want to send you out an invitation.
I'm not
we'll take it.
The reason why I asked this, because I wanted folks to know that little tidbit, is that he doesn't just say it just to be saying it. He's going to make it a official.
Yes, we are getting married. We're definitely getting married this year. Ain't no question about it.
All right, now, Rich, we hear from you every week, brother. No disrespect. You know you're my man. The whole thing. Lovely Davina. Now, he gave us his rendition of why his heart pours out to you. You're the strength, because we know the women are the strength behind us, dude. Please let us know why you love this man the way that you do.
I like to hear this, too. I got my drink and my champagne glass, and I'm sitting back and I'm listening.
Okay, well, he's right. He's right about the communication part, because he does speak a lot, as you can tell. And he does. And sometimes, you know, he'll go on and on. But I wait until he's finished before, you know, I say, give my input on it. But the way we met initially in the beginning was something that was unexpected for both of us. So after we met, it was just the friendship, the communication, and then everything just took off from there. You know, the question probably would have been, okay, who would have thought, you know, you two, you know, me being from Long Island and him being from the Bronx. You know, everyone probably tried to figure that one out, but it was a transition, you know, but he's my everything. He completely, you know, when I sat and I prayed and prayed and prayed, you know, I didn't just pray for God to send me, you know, a man. I prayed for God to send me the man that he has built just for me, you know, someone that understands me, that comes with open arms and doesn't judge me, you know, and just understands my flaws, because no one's perfect. So with him, I would just say that he's my everything. He's my rock, and I'm here for the long road till death do us part, even though we're not married yet. You know,
no.
he's truly my everything.
Now,
wow,
but
you know you owe us dinner after that, right, bro?
But you know, to be truthful with you, it wouldn't be no GQ Palace if it was fun. No, because actually, I told her I wanted to start a radio show.
Okay.
You understand? And she was like, well, go ahead, you can do it. I was like, you know, I've been in the music industry for a while, but I'm not too sure about hosting a radio show. So she was like, go ahead, you can do it, you can do it. And she was pushing me to do it. So that's how GQ Palace also got started, the radio show. So who's to say if I wouldn't have been with her, GQ Palace wouldn't even been established. The magazine, the record label, nothing.
Anybody listening, pay attention, brothers, especially the brothers that are listening. You hear how Rich said it wouldn't have been if it wasn't for his lady and his lady's support. And also, I want to go back to one quick thing. You heard me pray for somebody to understand. Now, I've started to notice a reoccurring thing with couples and solid. One, there's a faith in something stronger than the relationship. There's bond that the two have in each other, that they trust each other enough. And one says, I'm coming to you. The other one says, I got you. And it's very important, anybody listening, that what will come from that may not always be easy to do it, but the blessing will be there. We're not here on the radio talking to you. We don't put emotion, and then Rich asked me to help. Rich doesn't get behind me and say, hey, we can do this company. You can be a writer. We don't have any of the things that we have. So brothers and sisters, understand, we need each other. We have to hold up each other, and we have to support each other. That's all part of the communication we're going to talk about next week.
I think it's also great that Rich can express his love for his wife and express how his wife supports and how he supports her. Because in the day, he probably watches the videos and the TV shows, and it's almost like men feel it's being taught to express their love for their woman. They have to have this hard outer core.
So yeah, a lot of guys do, too.
We need to show more often. The men need to show that, yes, I love my wife and I'm not afraid to show it. So I think that's a great thing.
Yes. And we are honored that y'all nominated us for Facebook Couple of the Week, too.
Yes.
Well, we were going to surprise you, but when we had the little pre-meeting before the show, I said, I'm going to let you know just in case anybody had anywhere to go, if anybody had anything to do. And when I was looking at the time, I said, you know what, I know we're going to go over 10 o'clock at night because, you know, what we want to be able to produce each week, and why we do this each week and we made the decision is we want to be able to show folks that it's not just Tiffany, that there's some tremendous couples out there that are on Facebook that we associate with or that we know. Or just doing their thing, because people have to know that real relationships are out there, and that and that these things can come from together. What you create, you won't even have an idea what it can become until you get together.
Mm-hmm.
It's working towards a marriage that's even going to grow in itself, because if you have this now, think of what it's going to be when you get married. Think about when you say, I don't want no one else for the rest of my life, and say that in front of God and mean it. Oh, man. There's nothing better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree.
We love the fact that you allowed us to come back on the air, because it was something that we wanted to do, and just the way our schedule was working out. And I'm going to tell you something, guys, listening, they are tremendous behind the scenes. Don't get it twisted. They are tremendous. They do their homework. They run a professional setup. So when you listen to any of the other shows on every night except Saturday, but we're going to get it to one Saturday. Every night is covered. But every night. Now, hold on now. You got to do the professional side of it. Both of you are radio show hosts, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So please tell everybody about your show, because it's Shameless Plus Thursday. You know, we plug everything.
Okay. I'll let y'all know exactly. Tomorrow is Love and Entertainment from 6 to 9. My show insists of a general question with a random guest, up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearances. We already had the Four Cindies on, the OJs, the Delphonics, the Manhattans, Grandmaster Cash, Cuban Links, Grand Poobah, and that's on Friday from 6 to 9. Like tomorrow, we got an up-and-coming artist, a random guest. It's going to be promoters coming on, giving out tickets. And we have the pioneer artist, Mikey D, that was dealing with Lars Professor in them as well. That's my show on Fridays.
And my show on Sunday is Spiritual Sunday. Yes, where I am the host. I have special guests that are pastors, elders, ministers, just any powerful spiritual leader. Who has a testimony can call in and to be a special guest. On that show, we allow people to call in and give their testimony or say what they're thankful for, as well as we allow them to give testimony, say what they're thankful for, and we also play gospel music on there as well. And that's from 7:29 on Sunday.
Right. So you know what, I got a couple people I got to get in touch with, each little bit that I know will be perfect for your show. And that's another thing, too, is that we like to cross promote. It's a good thing, too. And I've been on the Friday show with Rich Money. And let me tell you something again, a very professional, well-done show. Also, great guests. And if you're not doing anything on a Friday night, if you're just not hitting the club, because that's not your thing, it's a great show. The show moves very quickly. It's not drawn out. And on Sunday, the same thing. I had a chance to come on and listen. I've had a chance to call in once. The Lavina show, again, very well done. Actually, all the shows are very well done. And they're different.
Yeah, because what I meant to say on Fridays, too, Kay, is I don't only interview up-and-coming artists. I do promoters, DJs, producers, authors, comedians, record labels, magazines.
Exactly.
There's no limitation to it.
Exactly. No. And it's a great church. Everybody listening, please make sure you check in on Friday night and on Sunday evening. And just support this couple, because, as you heard, not only do they love each other, they work together with each other, they're behind the scenes, and they help us do what we do. And there's a lot that goes on that you can't see that goes on to putting on a radio show. It's not just showing up and saying, let's do this. There's a lot of preparation. I have been on some raggedy shows. I've been on some shows where they talk about their kids, and you can hear the TV, and sometimes they sound like they're out in the park, and I thought I heard a cat say N1 when we were playing ball one day. I'm not sure. So it's just very professional done, and we're just so honored to be part of the Geeky Palace Radio family.
Yes. And like I said, we are definitely honored to have y'all on.
Yes, we are.
Thank you so much. Well, I tell you what, we're not gonna let you go. We're gonna help couples out tonight with us. So we're gonna do it this way. We're gonna go Lavina. We're gonna go Lavina, Rich, Tiffany, and I'll close out. Guys, say a little something to close out to the people listening. Even with a little something.
Okay.
I'm first.
Go ahead. I ain't talking.
I ain't saying that. Now I have to have Rich have a seat because I was lining everybody up, and Rich didn't even hear what I said. We go to we go to Regina first.
Yes.
Rich, then Tim to myself. Let's bring it on, guys.
Okay, I would just like to say that it's definitely an honor to have you guys on the air again. And I look forward to your shows every Thursday. I might not come on the air, but I'm here and I'm listening and I'm taking notes and I'm learning. So it's an honor and I thank you.
Thank you. It's not Rich. Now you go.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'll go now? I told you I got my champagne glass. But once again, like Lavina said, it's an honor having y'all on. You know, and I knew from the get-go when I first talked to you, I had it all planned out. I just didn't tell you. When you first told me, I had it all planned out. I just didn't tell you. I just had to, you know, let me get a little close to her, you know, let them know how, you know, serious I am about it and everything. But, you know, if, as far as you and Tiff, you know, I know that if everybody that's listening, like he said, this couple is one of the realest relationship specialist couples because they've been through so much and they stuck with each other through the whole thing. That's what you call a real relationship couple, when you could stick through each other with so much that they've been through. And I honor y'all on that. You understand? And the fact of y'all doing a radio show and giving that truth to the matter feedback on people's questions and how y'all do it is definitely an honor. And I bless y'all and may God bless y'all with many, many more years.
Thank you so much.
Thank
wow.
You.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's my go. Well, I want to thank you guys for having us on the radio. Like Kale mentioned, it's something that we wanted to do to get back on because we enjoy it. We enjoy telling people our stories and hopefully inspire and motivate them and help them understand that relationships take work. But when you find that true person you really, really love, it's worth it. So I'm glad you're here. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah, I think it's your go now,
Kate. I'm going to say this in front of everybody. I am so grateful to you guys for inviting us. And then, Rich, I'm glad that you had an ulterior motive when we talked, because it actually lined up with what the Lord had placed on my spirit. And I want to say this about my wife. I don't ever want to see a day without you. I want to see this as the end ever God is going to allow it to become. And I believe that this radio show, everything else that we're working on, all the things that the Lord lined us up to do. So anyone listening, it's not just something that we do for fun. It's something that we do with the idea of really helping everyone that listens. And it is our prayer every time that we get on the air that we've helped someone with something that we said. And every Thursday we're going to try to do the same thing. That brings you something from a real point of view that hopefully will help someone. So I want to say thank you to everyone that has taken the time to tune in. And also want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing all of us to be here at this point the right now doing what we do. God bless everyone.
God bless. Same here.
Thank you.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What I do with my baby.
Yes. Said built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Go, you always stayed around.
That's right. just wanna